Good morning. I do greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. It is good to be gathered together to worship Him, to sing songs, to sing about God's love for each one of us. Very thankful to be here this morning with each one of you. Good to see our visitors here this morning. Welcome. Why don't we begin with a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather together this morning to worship you, Lord, to sing praises to you, to look into your word. I pray for each one of us who will be sharing, Lord, that you would just speak through us and that whatever is shared by whomever it may be, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified, that it would be only that which you would have to be shared, that you would be lifted up, and that each one of us would be encouraged. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us. We especially thank you for your son, Jesus, who so willingly died for us and took our place upon the cross and gave us new life. Thank you again for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning I was going to share a little bit about having God's love and being a friend, and appreciated what Silas had to share here recently and some others on God's love. I don't think it's something that we can speak enough and hear enough about, and it's just a few things that were laid upon my heart. We can read in 1 John chapter 3. Starting in verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. My pages are turning here. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. We can also read in 1 John 4, starting in 7, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Here is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. There it's some verses that are speaking very clear. You can't really get them mixed up about what we're supposed to be doing there. We must have God's love so we can love each other. Maybe we struggle with someone or have a bad attitude towards them because we see them doing the right thing. Well, we are not doing what we know is right. In this, we are not having love for them. We lack God's love. If we see the world hates us, we can know that we have gone from death to life because we love the brethren. We are still dead if we cannot love our brother. We are like a murderer if we do not love. God's love was so great, he laid it down for us. So should we be willing to sacrifice our lives for the brethren, regardless of what that means. If someone has a need and we ignore that need, maybe it's a physical need, maybe a spiritual need, maybe an emotional need, how can God's love be dwelling in us? If we just completely walk around, whether it be in the brotherhood here in the church or somewhere else, or maybe they're not even a Christian, but a neighbor or whoever it is, if we see the needs around us, we say, well, somebody else will take care of that, or, you know, whatever, I'm too busy. Do we really have God's love? Are we really showing that to them? They should be able to see it by how we live and act, not just in words. It's easy to say words. It's really easy to say words. It's really to come across in a way that's, oh, it's so kind, you're so kind and respectful. And, you know, you can say, oh, I love you, or however you might want to say it, but it doesn't really mean anything unless people actually see that coming from our actions and by how we live. Showing God's love. For some, it is just being a friend to someone. Sometimes people don't need to hear anything. Sometimes, well, like we just said, seen here, it's just being a friend, caring for them, just listening, being a listening ear. It's not always easy. Sometimes we need to sacrifice our time and energy, even when it's not something of our interest or likes. That one's hard for me. Sometimes it's like, well, it's so hard to connect with that person because they just don't have anything in common. I just can't quite connect there, and it's hard. We still really, really need to be there for them. I know there's a lot of people that have been there for me, even though I was totally not even close to interest to them. And others, too, that were, but maybe we need to just listen, even if it feels boring and of no interest. Maybe it means doing something for someone else, or maybe with someone else, when our other friends are doing other things we would rather be doing. Sometimes it's easy, or our friends are doing this, that sounds more like fun. That person, they really need help, but these are the people I really connect with, so I'm going to go over there and do that instead. That's just easier. Meanwhile, the other person's sitting there like, I wonder if somebody realizes that I need help, or maybe ask for help, and everybody seemed to be busy. Is that really showing God's love by actually going out of our way and skipping out on something that we really want to be doing, regardless of what it is? Maybe we'd be willing to show God's love to each other, regardless of how we feel. The world will know we are Christians by our love. If we're just living for ourselves, even if we are Christian people, if we're just living for ourselves and not really willing to take the time to show God's love by listening, by being there for somebody, regardless of what we want to be doing, are we showing God's love? Those are just some things that have really stood out to me. I know it's been a struggle for me. I can't say that I'm perfect by any stretch of the imagination in this area, but strive to do better, and you can pray for me that I would continue to do better in these things, and that we can help each other along to be better, showing God's love more, and being a friend to each one, right in our own fellowship, in our neighborhoods, wherever it is. It needs to start. Well, so often we say, for families, we say, well, you know, things need to start in the home. Well, that's true. Well, things need to start in the church. And therefore, it can be spread abroad. We need to be a beacon of light. May God bless each one.